deep concern in God's heart for the youth of this generation. He is set to recruit firebrands from among them, ignitable lives with whom he can confront and destroy evil and establish righteousness. This is the burden for the year 2006 Christian Students Congress. The Congress, which held at Evangel Camp, Kilometer 48, Enugu Abakaliki Road, Opoto, Ebonyi State, Nigeria, between 6th and 10th September 2006, was on the theme Firebrands. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Living Seed Media, Peace House, PO Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone number 044-470-824, 0802-6577-392. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings us the word of life.
Whether duty, cause, or danger, we shall never be wanting there. In the name of Jesus, we choose to take our stand for you, for the battle will not be too long. Today, the next battle, but the next, the in the name of Jesus Christ. Our Father, we ask you tonight that in the strength that you provide in Christ Jesus, we shall go to burn for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your business will never suffer damage in our hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Your power shall result through our hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for hearing our prayer tonight. We have come to the point when you are going to release us. As Samson released the foxes, you will release us and commission us and shoot us out as your arrows in the name of Jesus Christ. The power to penetrate, the power to burn down everything that opposes the name of the Lord, release it upon your people in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for hearing our prayer tonight. As we take this short charge tonight, we ask that you will charge us. You will charge our spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Let the people say amen. Amen. Let the people say amen. 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 Hallelujah. I want you to sit down tonight, and I'm going to read a very quick passage in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, I'm going to read chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30. We're going to read verse 15 and 16 as our final charge tonight. Proverbs 30, 15 and 16. The leech has two daughters. Give and give. There are three things that are never satisfied. Four never say enough. The grave, the barren womb, the earth, that is not satisfied with water, and the fire never says enough. Three things that are never satisfied. Four, never say enough. And tonight, just before we take our journey, I want you to look at things that never says it is enough. And as I've not said it is enough, we cannot say it is enough. And I want you to note these things that are never satisfied, and the four that never say enough. We have been here for several days, and we began to say what was the offense that needed to be avenged. What was the offense that warranted firebrands? What was the insatiable situation from the kingdom of darkness that cannot allow us to also say it is enough? And tonight, unless these three things says it is enough, that is when the fire also should stop burning. Now look at the first thing that never says it's enough. It never declares that I am satisfied. What is the first one we notice in that verse 16? The grave. As long as the grave has never come to say it is enough, I will no longer swallow souls. I will no longer have space for lives of men to be buried. As long as death has not given up his deadly assignment, taking many men to hell, how can those who carry the fire say it is enough? No matter how big you think your fellowship is on your campus, can I ask you a very quick question? As big as you think your fellowship is, has it stopped the spirit of death from catching souls? I'm not hearing you. As much as you thought, yes, you have really done something for God, as he stopped the power of sin from killing your agents, and as long as death and the grave have not said it is enough, how can the carriers of life, the messengers of deliverance, the messengers of redemption, those who carry the fire of the Holy Spirit that could set men free, how can they say it is enough? Do you know that while we are talking here, only heaven can tell you how many are sleeping into eternity? while we are standing here and singing and praising the Lord, only eternity can show how many have been slaughtered, carried to an untimely death, and the grave is saying, bring it, I see here more space for as many more as can die even tonight. As long as death and the grave has not stopped destroying lives and quenching their light in the middle of their day, it is so disheartening to discuss how many die every week out of HIV/AIDS. It is so disheartening to discuss how many perish on the road every day because of accidents. It is so difficult to discuss how many meet their doom every week out of untold calamities that nobody talks about. And because the grave is never satisfied catching and swallowing and taking people to hellfire, the question is this: how does the fire carriers commissioned to destroy the works of Satan, how can they say it is enough? No matter how much you have consumed, there is still much more to be burnt. Am I correct?
Yes.
This meeting looks very good and very large, but can I ask you, is this up to 1% of the student population in the Nigerian universities? So can we say it is enough? We've had a beautiful time, but could we say this number that has seated here tonight under the canopy of this grace, does he represent adequately? Does he satisfy the heart of the Redeemer and say, even if I don't get more than this, it is enough? I need you to answer me very quickly. How can fire and fire carriers say it is enough when the grave has not said so? At what point will you say, it is enough now, O Lord, it is enough now, O Lord, when souls of men are perishing? There was one great man of God. I know you know him. Elijah. Do you remember Elijah? Do you remember Elijah? Do you remember how he prayed? And how he stopped the rain from falling for 3.5 years? And how he prayed again and it rained? And how he gathered all the prophets of Baal and the prophets of the grove, and he scattered them, about 800 of them. And how he prayed that God will send a fire, and there was fire that consumed the altar, consumed the burnt offering and everything. And how he prayed and it began to rain. And then immediately He found himself sitting under a juniper tree. Said, what did he say? Do you remember what he says? What did he say? It is enough now, O Lord. Did God agree with him that it was enough? What did God say to him? Arise and eat. For what? The journey is too great for you. How can you say it is enough? When grave, when hell has not said it is enough. I want to ask you a question tonight. When will it be enough for Bonnie? You are not answering me anymore. When will you think Bonnie is enough? Eh? When the grave says it is enough. When will you think, oh, it is enough now, I am burnt enough, I have shined enough? When will you say that? If the grave should stand up and said, I have swallowed enough lives, and I'm no more interested in killing anybody or taking them to hell, then we can also say, there is nothing more to burn. No matter how much you thought you have accomplished, what do you hear the Holy Spirit saying tonight? Fire never says it is enough. What else never says I am satisfied? The barren womb. The barren womb. Simply because many of us here, we are young, we are not married, and you've not understood the reproach of barrenness. But in my travels in life, and as I have preached here and there over the years, there's one group of people that no matter how old they are, no matter how old, they can never agree that is all right. And one of such group of persons I have met over and over is the barren womb. I was welcomed to a very big man's house, and he hosted us. I thought that they have had plenty children, and I think that this mama must be in her 60s. And she said, Brother Billy, I said, yes. He said, I have to talk to you. So I gathered my Bible and I went, and we sat in their big sitting room, and she sat with me, and she said, I am believing God that there will be a miracle if you pray. And I was saying, what is the matter? And she started narrating that she's believing God for a baby. You know, I was so taken aback. And I was wondering, I said, even if you have a baby now, I was saying in my mind, I dare not say that out. How much does it remain for you to die that you are looking for a baby at this age? But nobody can persuade her until she actually dies. She's dead now. She looked for a baby. A barren womb never says what? It is enough. As long as a womb has not produced, did you remember Rachel? Do you remember Rachel? The wife of Jacob. Do you remember? You didn't remember Rachel. Do you remember how she got married to her husband and she never got a child yet? And despite all the maneuvers she made by introducing a girl and all of this and all of this, one day she went and held her husband by the throat. And do you know what she said? Do you remember what she said? Give me a child or I die. How can you say it is enough when the barren womb has never said it is enough? What will make you to say all that you have got, all that you have done for the Lord is enough when barrenness is written all around you? How will you say it is enough that after 5 years that you have come to know the Lord, there is not yet any evidence of multiplication by your life? Do you know that if every one of you became desperate about being fruitful for Jesus Christ, and you insist that as I came into this student congress alone, I'm going back to born and I'm not returning back unless I will come with a drove of souls, of converts, of young men and women that I have affected for the Lord, do you know that something will happen here? Am I right? Am I right? Barrenness never says it is enough. When the Bible talks about the four things that never says it is enough, I realize that some of these natural things I will never agree that it is enough was a room to claim that where we have reached is enough. And tonight, I perceive that the Holy Spirit wants to set an insatiable desire within your heart for fruitfulness in the name of Jesus Christ. That no matter how far you go, something within you is it all right, sir? All right. Something within you saying, but I can go yonder. there is something more that I could see in God that I've not yet seen. There is something much more in the grace of God that I could have experienced that I'm yet to experience. There is another level of fruitfulness in the purpose of God for my life that I'm yet to get into, and I'll give myself no rest. And do you know that all the men that shook their generation, they were men that never says it is enough. I was surprised that after several years that Paul had been serving the Lord, after several years that the Bible said he turned Asia upside down, after several years that he has seen miracles, he said, "Brethren, I count not myself to have done what? To have apprehended. I have not got what I'm looking for. It's not enough. I'm pressing on. If I may catch, if I may lay hold of the reason why Jesus Christ laid hold of me." They said, "No, it's not enough." They cried always for more. More of his grace, more of his glory, more of his power. I saw in the desire of Brother Paul, he said, "And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord," what is happening to us? We are being changed into his likeness. From what? From one degree of glory to another. They never said it is enough. One of the things that has not allowed your fire to become explosive is that complacent spirit that says it is what? It's enough. That spirit that says, "I can no more do more than my fathers." That spirit of comparison that say, "Well, I have done better than brother so and so." No! Fire never says it is what? It's enough. Fire never says it is enough as long as there is something to consume. And I'm longing that tonight, as we will be releasing you, we'll be releasing you with an insatiable desire to see the kingdom of God expanded until the grave says, "I have no more space." We're releasing you. Now, you know, I'm not just speaking about what you're going to just do today. I'm speaking about something that will settle on your life for the rest of your years, that makes you to have a passion, unquenchable passion for the kingdom of God to be extended such that every nook and cranny where you could shine, where you could burn, where you can claim something for the kingdom of God, until you get every space, you will give yourself no rest. Do you know? Some of you are living in an hostel where about 1,000 students are living. And because you are having hostel fellowship where 20 of you are attending, you are feeling big, you are moving like this. Say, "Hostel pastor." And they call you pastor. hostel pastor and you are so excited. What's an hostel pastor of 20 when 980 are going to hell? How could you be in a university of 20,000 enrollments and you think it is enough to be a pastor of 200? I'm not hearing you. There is a spirit. Sorry, sir. Sorry. There is that spirit of complacency that keeps saying, well, it's enough, it's enough, it's enough. And that is what stagnates the power of the fire within you. As you go from here, something will burn inside of you that will never say, it is enough. That when you step into your department, you will give yourself no rest until there is not one more soul to be saved. Hallelujah. Do you remember the woman, the widow woman in 2 Kings, whose two sons were being carried away by the creditors? Do you remember her story? And Elisha said, go and borrow vessels, borrow not a few. Do you remember? Let me ask you a question. When did the oil stay? When the vessel finished? Fire never says it is enough unless there is nothing to burn. Do you know that the fire that God is kindling in your life now will never say it is enough? Do you know that the fire that God is kindling in your heart now, it can burn for the next 30 years and it will never finish? Do you know that as you are starting off tonight, you have capacity to keep burning until your old age in the name of Jesus Christ? Do you know that even though you are sitting here in a small environment, and if the fire that is kindled in your life is allowed to keep burning, nobody can predict how far it will go, because fire never says it is enough. When I was looking through, just paraphrasing, through the biography of a man like Billy Graham, do you know that he came and encountered the Lord around the age of 17? And a fire for evangelism began to burn in his heart as a secondary school student. And he began to go out to reach out, because he was a notorious boy before God saved him. And you know, he first started as a staff of Youth for Christ, going here and there to organize Youth for Christ meetings. And that man, I think he should not be less than 88 now, and the fire has not finished. Unless you quench the fire never says it is enough. As you go from here, this fire has capacity to keep burning until your old age in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to ask you tonight, how much are you going to burn? I didn't hear your answer. How much do you intend to burn? Do you have understanding that this fire says it is enough? Unless somebody quenches it, unless you decide to say, no, I'm not burning anything anymore. But when the grave has not said it is enough, how can your fire stop burning? I say this to you because some of you are just in 100 level or 200 levels. Some of you are just about finishing, or you have just finished and you are going on NYC, and you are hearing some few people that only graduated 3 years ago, and they say, in those good old days. Your day will never be good old days in the name of Jesus Christ. The genuine fire that comes from the Holy Spirit never says it is enough. And as you grow from here tonight, you will keep burning and burning and burning and burning, and you will never be burnt out in the name of Jesus Christ. Some of you may begin by winning one soul. But if you don't quench the fire, it will grow and grow and grow and grow big. It will not only consume 1,000, it will go into millions of souls in the name of Jesus Christ. How many of you have a vision of never-ending fire? A never-ending fire. That's where we are going to pray tonight and say, Lord, as I'm going, this fire that never says it is enough, it will never die out in me. I will keep burning until there's nothing else to burn, and I'm sure it's only when the grave says, no, I don't have any soul again. I have found that wherever revival stops, it is people that stopped it. Are you hearing me? You are not hearing me tonight. Wherever the move of the Holy Ghost stops, it's not because that fire says it is enough. It is simply because somebody is saying, I have arrived. Someone is comparing himself with someone else and say, well, we have done enough. And tonight, I want to share with you that as you are going, fire never says it is what? Enough. And I've seen some men of God in our time, because they understand that an anointing of the Holy Ghost, the fire that burns from above, never says it's enough. You see an ever increasing grace, an ever increasing fruitfulness, an ever increasing influence in their lives. So will it be concerning you in the name of Jesus Christ. The third thing that never says I'm satisfied is the earth that is not satisfied with water. A dry ground, a desert land, No matter how much water you poured on a desert land, what does it do? What does it do, please? It will just drink it, and in another 2 minutes, it's saying, we need more. 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 One of the things that have stopped the manifestation of the power of God, which I'm trusting God will never happen to you, is the feeling of comparing yourself with dwarfs. Let me tell you, there are casualties on the Christian journey that will come around you because they have been crippled. Any little step you take, they say, ah, you are a great man. Don't allow dwarfs and cripples to assess you. You are not hearing me. What did I ask you not to allow? Don't allow the dwarf and the crippled to do what? To assess you. A little height will appear like a giant to a dwarf. It will make you feel that you're a great man when you have just started. He would like to press you to death simply because he has no hope of growing more than he has grown. He will exaggerate your little height. He will say, Kai, as I'm looking at you, you are already in the sky. Don't allow casualties to crown you. Those that have no hope of going anywhere, don't keep company with them. Hallelujah. The fire that God is placing in your life in the course of this meeting never says it is what? It is enough. If you win a soul this week, you can win 10 more. If you went to a village and Jesus did something wonderful, he can do much more. The song of the kind of men that I'm trusting God to make you are those that says, Jesus' love must be sweeter. I will dig a little deeper. Those that will carry the fire of revival and we shake their generation, they are those that have capacity always for more. These are days of celebration and anniversaries. And sometimes in my mind, I think that when a man is celebrating anniversaries, he's beginning to enter into the hand of the adversaries. What is it that you are celebrating when the grave have not said it is enough? But I am not saying you don't have the spirit of gratitude to say, Ebenezer. You know the meaning of Ebenezer? What's the meaning of Ebenezer? Hitherto, thus far. We can praise God with Ebenezer, but it is not an anniversary. Ebenezer is saying, thus far. When you hear a man say, thus far, the Lord has helped us. What does that mean? What does that mean? We have not finished. Thus far. Thus far. And you know the man is saying, we are going. But we thank God for how far he has helped us. But in our present generation, the spirit of celebration, the spirit of anniversaries, has made many to celebrate themselves, and they made themselves celebrities when heaven is saying, but how far has this man gone that he is celebrating himself? I'm praying that the spirit that God is placing on your life as a result of this Congress is a fire that never says it is enough. That when you have prayed and your prayer life has grown to be 2 hours a day, the fire in you say, what? It's not enough. When your prayer life has grown to about 4 hours, something is saying, but there is a greater place in God. When your communion with God becomes so wonderful, so accurate, you can even enter into open vision with your eyes open, but the fire in you say there is more room to progress with God. Men whose fire never says it's enough, they are the men that we are longing to see rise to go with God everywhere. And tonight, as you will take on your journey, don't quench the fire. Can you tell somebody, say, don't quench the fire. Don't stop the fire. What has started in your life today never says it is enough. There are some of you that God has started to help you with discipleship, and you would like to say, oh, we thank God, our discipleship class has become big. How big is your discipleship class? We are now 20. When the grave that is swallowing people, when the number of souls that dies every day is increasing in multiples, how can your fire say it is enough? Tonight, I charge you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we're going to read one scripture that I will use to conclude and to get you to join me in prayer. The prayer we are going to pray today and the commission that God is going to give you is the commission to burn with a fire that never says it is enough. When something good has happened on your campus, you will say, but there's room for what? For much more. When two lecturers have come to know Jesus Christ under your hand, how many of you believe that lecturers will begin to kneel down for you to pray for them to receive Christ as their Lord and Savior? Did you think it is impossible? Eh? The fire that will begin to burn in you now never says it is enough. I'm trusting that a vision will rest on your heart before you leave here. A vision of an overwhelming release of the fire of Pentecost that never stops burning. The revival we are praying for this time, it's not the one that we burn quick for two years and everything finished. I say, ah, well, it started and it finished. Until your old age, this fire will never stop burning in the name of Jesus Christ. Marriage will never stop it for you in the name of Jesus Christ. childbearing will not stop it for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Job promotion will not stop this fire in the name of Jesus Christ. And when some of you, by the grace of God, will be sent and scattered into different nations, it will still be burning in the name of Jesus Christ. The fire we are contracting under the power of the Holy Spirit is not temporary fire. We are not asking for kerosene fire. We are not asking the one that do boo, 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 and he quenches. They say, oh sister, you used to be serious. You say, well, that's good, those good old days. You will never become a past tense in your lifetime in the name of Jesus. You are going to take a decision as we pray tonight and say, Lord, because fire never says it is enough. This thing that you have started in my life, I will not see the end of it in the name of Jesus Christ. Did you hear me? You won't see the end of the move of God in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know what I'm longing for myself? Do you know? I prayed several years ago. I prayed. That prayer, I have never stopped praying. I say, God, I will never become history in my lifetime. I don't want to be alive. And they say, when Brother Gwile used to. I told God that if it remains tomorrow for me to become history in my lifetime, I want to die today. I don't want to see the end of what God is doing in my life. I want to end before it ends. Did you hear what I'm saying? I'm going to end my life in revival in the name of Jesus Christ. The fire will still be burning, 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 burning. And they say, oh, but the brother is gone. But the fire is still burning. Do you know there was a man like that? That the fire never stopped burning his life even after he was buried. Do you remember him? Do you remember Elisha? He carried one double portion of anointing to the point that the day he was dying. Thank God for those kind of brothers. He called, there was this Joash, and he put his hand on the hand of that young man and he said, open the window. And as he opened the window, the guy shoot. And the man shot the first time, the second time, the third time, and then he said to himself, it's enough. And the man of God at his old age, what did the Bible say? He was wroth with him. He was angry with him. He said, why did you stop? So you will conquer Syria three times. And after that, they will take over. And do you know, until that man died, the fire burnt. When they buried him, I don't know how it happened that the fire was still in his dead bones. They were burying one dead man who mistakenly fell into a sepulcher and the man jumped up. There is a fire that never says it is enough. And that's what we are asking God to kindle on your life and to send you away with. And as you are going, in 10 years it will be burning, in 20 years it will be burning, in 30 years it will be burning, when you will become governors it will be burning, when you become wise of permanent secretaries it will be burning. We are not asking for a temporary fire. We are not asking for kerosene fire that do blah, 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 and it goes. This one never says it is enough. And so tonight, as we are going to pray together, we are saying, Lord, what you are starting in my life, I will never see the end of it in the name of Jesus Christ. When I gave my life to Christ, and I started sensing, you know, something bubbling in my heart, some people came and were telling my father. They were saying, you know, this boy is too zealous. This, that. And my father called me and said, look, that is how so and so started. He has cooled down. This one started, he cooled down. That one went like this, he cooled down. This one even wanted to be this one. We told him to cool down. You see, he's here now. And he said, he was so bold to me. He said, even you yourself, you will soon cool down. And I remember I stood up from him and I walked into my room. I said, did you hear what my father said? That I will soon return to cool down. I said, never. For me to cool down, I want to go up in the name of Jesus Christ. I have never cooled down ever since. And I will not cool down in the name of Jesus. For the fire never says it is what? It is enough. I thought, if I preach the Bible, a stage will come when there will be nothing there to preach again. So I remember I went somewhere preaching, and I preached so much. And one man of God came to me and said, Ragbile, you know you are going to preach for a long time. You do it small, small, because if you tell the congregation everything now, what will you say to them next year? He was so serious. He said, look, in fact, one message you preach, I could make 10 sermons out of it. And you just gave it in one day. When will you get others? He doesn't know about the fire that never says it is enough. Fire that, let me ask you, how many of you are familiar with fire? To such a point that when you touch a very hot pot last week, this week you say, well, I know how to carry that fire. And you have come now, you are now carrying the fire and it doesn't burn you again. Do you know that when fire stops burning you, it means that something in you died? Am I correct? No genuine man can touch fire and he will not feel a fresh fire. Hallelujah. I put it to you today that the fire that God is placing on your life, you may be in this meeting and you are just 18 years. And God is kindling a fire on your life at 18. When you will be 78, it will still be burning in the name of Jesus. I hear some people say, well, hey, youthful exuberance, it will soon finish. They will soon cool down. Hey, no. I have not cooled down. And I will never cool down. You know why I will never cool down? The fire never says it is what? Enough. From this night, because fire never says it is enough, your life will be an ever increasing influence in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me conclude because I'm about to pray. And I'm going to send you forth in the name of the Lord to become an unquenchable fire brand in the name of Jesus Christ. Those story of walls we used to meet with our old colleagues. Those story of those who used to be sisters coordinator in the Christian Union, and after 5 years they marry Muslim. We will never hear that about you in the name of Jesus. I meet some brothers with whom we used to run up and down preaching in the villages, touching lives, affecting people. I meet them now. They have developed pot belly. They have changed the message. The principles of the kingdom we learned before, they have abandoned it. They are preaching something else. And I say, why did you change? He say, well, you know, we are moving with seasons. Your life will not be seasonal in the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to have a perennial fire burning more brightly, more strongly, more widely, more effectively, more and 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 more in the name of Jesus. Turn your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 4. Now that's the last passage that I want to send you forthwith. And you are going to determine that because the fire never says it is enough, as you begin to go from today, it will ever increase. It will ever enlarge. It will ever get into places. As long as the grave has not said it is enough, your fire will never stop burning in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 18. But the path of the just is like what? It's like the shining light. That does what? That shines ever how brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. Let's read it together again. I want someone to stand up and read it for us from Amplified Bible. Who is carrying Amplified Bible in this meeting tonight? Are you there? The path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous is the light of dawn that shines out. How does it shine? How does it shine? How will your fire burn? How will your light shine? How will it grow? How will it expand? Yes, more and more, yes. And how brighter and clearer and clearer and clearer your life will become brighter, your utterance will become clearer, your power will become more sharper in the name of Jesus. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Until it reaches its full strength, your fire will reach its full strength. It will achieve its full capacity in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you set for this kind of fire? Let me ask one more question before we pray. When will your fire finish? Eh? until the grave says no more. You are taking a decision today that this thing that God is starting in my life, it will have no end in my lifetime. I will not see the end of this fire. I will not see the end of this anointing that is coming on my life. I will not see the end of this burning. It will shine more and more and more and more, brighter and brighter, clearer and clearer and clearer and clearer, until the perfect day, until it has reached its full strength. You will reach your full strength. The glory of God in your life will shine until his full strength in the name of Jesus. So we are going to pray tonight. You are going to rise from this meeting. You are not starting a short journey at all. Your journey is a long journey. And in that journey, your fire will never quench. The fire of holiness that has been kindled in your life now will never say it is enough. You are going to walk in holiness until the grave in the name of Jesus Christ. All the sisters that are in this meeting, I want all the girls to stand up. All the sisters, stand up. All the sisters. And I want you to declare tonight, marriage will not quench my fire. There are so many old sisters that we had great hope in them that they would do something, but marriage quenched them. Their fire ended in the pot of soup. The first pregnancy terminated every fire they have. You are declaring tonight that this fire will never say it is enough. I will have children, I will still be on fire. I will marry, I will still be on fire. I will be pregnant, I will still be on fire. I will nurse my children, I will still be on fire. I will give my children in marriage, I will still be on fire. Are we ready for that? All the young men, are you ready for that? That what God has started in your life now shall have no end in the name of Jesus Christ. And of the increase of the government of Jesus Christ on your life, there shall be no end. Stand up right now. Stand up right now. Baruba sande rebo shendo koribo saila. Babaraba sando robo sunda bakuri mosheye. Nasaba maruba sando robo saila. Reba kutarima sando robo. Lord, karuba sanda bakuri moshende yerebo saila. Bariba sando robo shende yerebo. Boribo salika rima sunda buria. Jeremu sanda ya bakuri basanda rababa. Bari baba sando robo shende yerebo sambaba raka baba raba baba 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 raka sondo robo shenda bakuri ala basai rababa rama sando robo shende yerebo sai raku saya kataura baba morobo sando robo sinda baba rekush mama sando robo saila jeke terebos moribo sando robo sanda baba janta kustalibash beri baraba sanda raba saila morobo sanda yabako robo shiba rebo sanda baba rakabas bariba sando robo sai morobo sanda yabakondo robo saila Rebo Raba Sanda Yaba Baba Baba Raba Sanda Yaba Baba Baba Robo Sanda Ba Raba Baba Baba Robo Sanda Yaba Kuri Ba Sanda Bakuri Leri Ba Sando Robo Lese Yete Kerebo Sai Mama 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 Mariba Sanda Baba Kondo Robo Saya Rebo Sando Robo Lo Robo Sanda Yerebo Sanda Baba Lo Siba Lesebo Yokoto Robo Saila. Oh my God, Mariba Sando Robo Sinda Kayende Rebos Lo Robo Sanda Baba Remo Sanda Riba Baba Robo Sanda Yababa Kuribo Sai Rebo Sai Rebo Bobo 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 Robo Sai Remo Sanda Yababa Robo Sanda Baba Kurimo Sende Yerebo Lo Saba Lo Sababa Lo Robo Sanda Baba Robo Sanda Yerebo Samo Robo Lo Seyekete Rebo Saya Lo Siba Baba Lesaya takuri bababa losaya lesebo robo sanda bakuri basai lesaya takuri basalila loribo sanda bababa lasaya takaraba losada baye lesebo bo losekata yeketerebo shendo robo siba losebo losobobo lasanda bakuri ba lusa yeba bababa baba losebo robo sanda raba Lord, 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 Mariba Sando Robo Simbaba, Yataka Sando Robo Shiba, Lo Sibaba, Lo Sobo Robo Sande Yerebo, Lo Sabobo, Lesye Yekete Rebo Suri, Lord, 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 Mariba Sando Ribo Saya, Nasabababa, Losebo, Nosabakuria, Lesiba, Yanta Kuba Kuriba Sanda Bakorobo Sai, Rebo Sando Yobo, Nosebo Bobo, Lasababa Kuriba Saya. Oh my God, Raba Sanda Yaba, Nama Mama Mama. Robo Sanda Yabakuri Bosaila. Oh, Moyoko Robo Suria. What you have begun, what you have begun, what you have begun in my life, what you have begun in my heart is unquenchable. I will not see the end of it. I will not see the end of this fire. Mariba Sando Robo Sembo Ye, Nesebo Kokokoseye, Lo Saba, La Sobo Robo Shenda Bakuri Masahi, Riba Sandoro, No Sebo Bobo, Lo Saboro, Rema Sanda Yabakuri Mosiba, Lesaya, Namo Ribo Sendo Korobo Sanda Bakorobo Saya, Nesebo Bobo, Oh God, Oh God. Omo robo sanda rema mama mama nusa yeka terebo saye no so bobo bobo no se yeke rebo na sende yeke terebo saye raba baba 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 rusa taya tarababa ne se bobo bobo no sara no robo sanda baba no ribo simbaba ruba Ruba Sandaya Remo Momo No Saba Yetere. Hallelujah. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh Jesus. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm getting. In the everyday, stay praying us, I on what man, Lord plant my faith on higher ground, Lord lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's table land, higher place than I have found. Lord, plant my faith. on an higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. By faith on heaven's table loom, a higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my faith on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. By faith on heaven's table land, I have played than I have found. Lord, plant my faith on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. By faith on heaven's table land, I have played than I have found. Lord, plant my faith on earth. Uribo sende yerebo sanda baba, shanda baba baba baba. Noribo sanda ba korobo sheye, leri baba baba baba. Robo sanda baba korobo shembo robo, mariba sanda baba baba, raba sanda yaba, robo sanda ba. Robo sende yerebo sai, raba sanda yaba baba baba, robo sanda baba baba, raba sanda yaba, raba sanda karobo sheye, neri masondo robo sai, raba baba baba, rabo sanda yere, remo sanda baba baba, rabo sete yere, no saba baba baba. Oh God, oh God, oh God, Father tonight. Father tonight, brighter.